This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, crop insurance is poised for another successful year of helping farmers as the centerpiece of the farm safety net. An industry-wide crop insurance convention was held last week, and the event was organized by the National Crop Insurance Services and American Association of Crop Insurers. Tom Zacharias serves as president for the national group, and he says the crop insurance industry is ready for another successful year of providing critical coverage to farmers.
I think it's another year where industry rolls up its sleeves and gets ready for the spring planting. The agents are getting ready for their sales of policies and make sure farmers have correct coverage in line. Obviously, there's a new administration that hasn't been fully staffed yet, but we work continually with RMA virtually on a daily basis. So the daily work of crop insurance continues, but at the same time, there will be changes coming down the pike. We don't know exactly what those are, but we are ready, willing, and able to work with the new administration once the team lands and get ready for a 2018 farm bill, presumably.
According to Tom, there have been many recent successes in crop insurance.
Since 2009, there's been an increase in insured acres due to the introduction of new products. Farmers have paid real dollars, approximately $30 billion out of their own pockets, to pay for crop insurance protection. Stepping back a little further from just 15 or 16, we had the floods and regionalized droughts. During those series of events, no call for ad hoc disaster because we had a crop insurance program in place that was widely available to farmers and they could purchase that coverage. More recently, the improper payments measure came out of USDA, and the measure for crop insurance is about 2%.
For perspective, the average improper payment rate for all government programs is 4.67%, more than double that of crop insurances. With a new farm bill on the horizon, he says it's important the new administration and lawmakers understand the importance of crop insurance and its roles as the centerpiece of the farm safety net.
I think the key there is we will be meeting a new administration in the near future and letting them know, educating the new administration as well as other stakeholders, the importance of crop insurance, how the public-private partnership works, and just highlighting the attributes of crop insurance or the strengths of it. Farmers pay out of their own pockets for this coverage. As Debbie Stabenow said, they typically receive a bill, not a check. That's an important aspect of it. Insurance companies that we represent are on part of the risk in this business, shouldering the risk with taxpayers to keep America's rural economy stable. There are many of these types of examples where private sector working with farmers and USDA make this a successful farm safety net.
Tom says it's also important to remember the value crop insurance provides for the rural economy.
There's a recent study out by Farm Credit Services that indicated that approximately 20,000 jobs were saved in 2012 alone as a result of crop insurance. So there are critics of the program, and we would hope that going forward, they would be better educated on what's going on, and the new administration would have a deep appreciation of the value of this program, again, not only for farmers, but for the rural economy as well.
And if you have questions or would like more information, you can learn more about crop insurance online at agrisk.org. And we'll be back with more ag news after these messages. The Senate Ag Committee will hold 18 confirmation hearings in the coming months for positions in the Department of Agriculture and other federal agencies. While yet to be scheduled, a confirmation hearing for Ag Secretary nominee Sonny Perdue will be one of 14 for USDA positions alone. The committee must also confirm replacements for 3 vacancies at the Commodity Futures Trading Commission and 1 for the Farm Credit Administration Board. Senate aides told the Hagstrom Report that considering nominees for confirmation is a primary responsibility of the Senate Ag Committee and will take priority over work on the next farm bill. The committee must confirm the USDA Secretary, Deputy Secretary, and a group of Assistant Secretary and Undersecretary positions. Sources close to the transition efforts expect Sonny Perdue's confirmation to come in early March. In other news, more than 300 groups signed a letter calling on newly confirmed U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions to block the three major seed and chemical mergers being reviewed by the Department of Justice. The groups consisting of consumer, food, farm, and anti-pesticide organizations say the mergers would increase both food and farming costs, threaten global food security, curtail innovation, and limit farmer choices, according to DTN. The mergers involved include Dow Chemical and DuPont, Bayer Ag and Monsanto, and ChemChina and Syngenta. Regarding the mergers, the letter states, "Conglomerates of such massive scale pose a real risk to our economy." The letter argues the mergers would translate into fewer options for farmers and raise input prices. DTN points out that many groups signing the letter have been longtime opponents of biotechnology and pesticides. On the local side of things, we have a few community events to remind you about. Starting with the Gillespie FFA alumni, we'll have a pancake and sausage or biscuits and gravy breakfast on Saturday, February 25th from 7 to 10 a.m. The breakfast will be held at Gillespie High School, and the proceeds will go towards a scholarship fund for the Gillespie High School FFA students. The Central Illinois Livestock Feeders will have an annual dinner dance on Saturday, March 4th at the Witt Lions Building. The dinner dance begins at 6 p.m., and for more information, you can call 217-273-4768. And last but not least, the Macoupin County Farm Bureau is hosting a Veterinary Feed Directive Seminar on Friday, March 3rd. The meeting will be held at the Farm Bureau Building in Carlinville, and you can RSVP by calling 217-854-2571. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.